If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Well, he's here. Finally.
Oh.
Only, how many days late? 4 days late?
Oh, no. Killian, tell everyone what you did.
I had my pass for Lauren.
No.
Shut up.
Say it through English. English only, please.
Now, no more of this German shite. You're in the bad books.
We were supposed to record a podcast and I had a flight the same day and I misplaced my passport. As you guys know, I've been going through quite a hard time.
Moving, shut up.
Moving
no.
Sympathy should be on me. And we
be
ended
a
up,
man, Killian.
I lost my passport and my mum found it for me.
Your mum.
And then my dad had to drive me to the airport because I was so late.
Yeah.
And I sat in the car and I thought, I'm a little baby.
They're attractive.
They're very attractive.
Hot, loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
That's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Idiots on the ball!
People keep asking me, I was drinking re-rot at a party and they were like, do you have literally loads of re-rot? And I said, no, I have some. They do give me some as part of this deal.
Yes.
But you know what I also did? I bought some of my own.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
Just like the people that are listening to this that we want them to do.
Yes. I mean, that's the idea, I suppose.
That's what it is.
Advertising 101, baby.
Brass tacks.
But it is good. You bought it yourself. That's what you're saying. It's mm-hmm. a nice beer and they support us. Which
and it's just so
nice
light
too.
And fresh. Killian, did they have re-rot in Germany?
No, and that's why I will never return.
Oh, wow. All that beer, but it doesn't touch a delicious, light and fresh can of Rira Harsh Lager. At Rira Beer on Instagram.
And I felt so bad for ruining not just, I mean, I care about you guys. I care about you, Shane. I care about you, Tony.
Great.
Not just ruining your day, I also ruined Hillary's day as well.
Ruined.
So, yeah.
Ruined her day.
Ruined the whole weekend because it was then, before the weekend.
Normally we record this day in the morning, but we couldn't because you were flying back that same morning, which is weird because why would you book a return flight at the same time we record podcast?
Well, you know what? Prepare for this to be... I've started out this episode as like the villain.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watch. This is going to be one of the great turnarounds. This is a comeback special, this episode.
Can I say... I don't think so.
I think you're very hungover.
I was so close to saying when you were like, oh, we can do one on Tuesday. I was like, we're supposed to be doing the morning. I came so close to sending okay, well, Killian, can we keep an eye on this in future? I was really close to sending a serious one.
Oh, no.
I really was. I really was.
Keep. This is just adds to the narrative of the comeback special.
Okay,
this just
great.
Put me down. Put me even further down because I'm going to bring it back.
Your hair looks crap.
I absolutely did. You hear this? This is a bag. Does that sound like...
This is a bag.
Does it sound like a bag?
Okay, what have you got?
I raided the German... What
airport?
Airport. Berlin, Brandenburg.
What is the
I've
word?
Got something for everyone. I've got something for everyone here. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. So...
An Audi wallet for you. And an Audi wallet for...
That's a callback to my terrible Christmas friend. So this is for Hillary. I'll show it on camera. Hillary, this is for you. And it says, it's a Nutella.
It says Shane.
Sweet moments with Nutella.
Share.
Oh. It says share Nutella. So that is for you.
There okay. you are.
This is, this one, this Nutella is for...
Hillary, do not get on
Hillary's
cam.
Hand on cam.
This is also for Tony. I chose this one because this Nutella branding is interesting because I feel like it's kind of passive aggressive.
Smile.
It says smile on it, which I feel is a little... Isn't that what like men say to women on the street?
Well, when I'm eating Nutella, I tend to be at my saddest. So this is a good reminder.
So this is for you to smile.
Oh, thank you.
So it's also, I just thought, because you have kids. And then I thought, you know, you've got kids, so you'll want...
that's beautiful.
You'll want Nutella, and the kids will love it. And then for Shane,
mm-hmm.
and classic, aus Deutschland.
Oh!
Jägermeister.
Oh my God, that's so much better.
Yeah,
yes.
You got Jägermeister.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So there we go. It's a comeback special. Is it complete?
Yeah,
I like him. What else in that bag?
That's for Anna. That's also, you know, I wasn't...
Elite German sex toys. I'm not going to Jägermeister.
I shall not say.
You do show.
I do drink Jägermeister on ice when I'm in Germany.
There you go. So the comeback special is
complete. Do they like it over there? I tried to give some Jägermeister to some Berliners and they scoffed at it and they said no. And then they ordered shots, which was a vodka with a kind of sherbet in it.
I don't know. Berliners are just so cool. They're just so
so hot.
They're so hot and they're so cool and they're so like. We were outside a bar and the guy didn't know I was a comedian and I was chatting with my brother and he was like, they were talking about musicians and how difficult it is being a musician. And then he was going there and he was like, yeah. And he's like a mustache and he was just like dressed all in black.
Yeah, that's nice.
And he was
that's
a bartender in the bar that we were standing outside of, but he was just standing outside of it and there was no one at the bar and like people were waiting for drinks, but he's like, whatever. And he was like, musician is bad, but can you imagine being a stand-up comedian? And I was like, oh, my brother thought it was funny. And he was like egging him on. And he was like, stand-up comedians, they're like fucking, you know, hey, I'm talking about something in a really stupid way. I'm on Netflix. Very unfunny. And I'd had a couple of drinks. And I just said to him, listen, man, do you have a fucking problem with me or something?
Did you?
Yeah, wow. No way.
And then I stormed off and then Finn said that he said, which really makes me seem like an idiot. He said, the guy said, for a stand-up comedian, I feel like he should be able to take a joke. And I was like, I really should have.
I know.
I didn't know you were riding die for us, Killian. Our elite
team is
stand-ups.
When you come from my community, you know, when you come from my community, from my people, you know, our tribe runs deep, you know. I haven't seen my family in like 10 years. I spent Christmas with you guys, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, come from my community, you best not miss.
If you cut me, do I not laugh?
I bleed laughter.
I bleed laughter.
When you cut my wrists,
our blood
bleed laughter.
Is so silly though. It comes out going, ooh. Yeah, yeah. Ooh.
Fart like noises when I'm bleeding, it's like
probably.
Anyway, great to be back. Sorry for fucking up everyone's Friday, but I gave you Nutella and Jägermeister.
Yeah,
I feel like that's an amends.
Me and Shane went for ramen and we had a nice time. Mm. And we had a little, you know, a standard kind of little bitch about people. Okay.
About me?
No, actually, we didn't this time.
We actually didn't give any.
No, actually, sorry, we didn't this time.
What are you saying this time?
Ah, just like.
That this time indicates that you have done so before, or almost you regularly bitch about.
Well, actually, I'll tell you, there was a couple of offers on the table about what we could do in your absence because we were both here, right? There were some people were saying, will we call in Peter McGann? Michael Fry was spotted in the vicinity and
getting
there was,
lunch.
There was getting lunch, and there was talks of getting him in, and then we decided no.
This is like the
because we had a podcast in the bank. If we didn't have a podcast ready to go, we would have done one without you. But we had one, so we would have. So there you go.
This is like transfer deadline day. It's like all these comedians are spotted in the area.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Twitter would be exploding. It's like, well, the Young Hot Guys podcast is obviously looking for someone now that Killian's gone to Berlin. Michael Fry was spotted getting a chicken fillet roll in the area. We don't know if he's been talking to them. We don't know what the negotiation rate is. We know, obviously, that would be a big land for the Young Hot Guys podcast. But will that mean an end to Killian Sunderman?
Well, you know, he's been on loan from Morton and Burke for a while. And, you know, he's been really adding a lot of music to that team. And he's got like a musical memes that he does. And who knows what he could bring to the Young Hot Guys.
And then, of course, one of those series podcasts about football, which I love to do. And, you know, obviously, the Young Hot Guys, it's been, you know, certain style of play has changed a lot of things. And we're looking, you know, in terms of the club's ownership, I mean, Headstuff are, you
we
know, Headstuff
him.
Have come in as very, you know, erstwhile, you know, owners. But what influence is Hillary having on the Young Hot Guys? You have to start asking yourself those kind of things. And I mean, some of the play from Headstuff, I mean, this has come back to the 90s. Anyway,
I think you could pretty convincingly do an entire podcast of that. Of just like parody.
You know what other one I love? I love
you're a master of like background conversation that you would hear that could go on for a long time.
Like
when you put it to the forefront, it's just so funny.
I like the Pathé footage. I like those voices, those old BBC voices. I heard one on the radio when I was a kid and I was like, that is the greatest thing I ever heard.
What's
it was
that
like,
one?
You know, like those.
Why don't
old
you get a Beatles? Why don't you get a haircut?
Yeah. Oh. Shouldn't you be? There was one about Ireland and it was like Charles de Gaulle was visiting Dublin or something, and it was like,
There they are, Charles de Gaulle and Eamon de Valeria. They stand side by side in stride. They could be brothers, two towering men standing side by side. I was like, and I was, whatever, like 14 going, that's the best thing I've ever heard in my life. So that is the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
That is cool. That's a cool voice, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's like, it's just rich, isn't it? Like, that's why.
Charles de Gaulle and Eamon de Valeria.
Like, that's why I even found it was so weird. Like, when you watch, like, even Beatles, like, that's literally from, like, the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, up to 60s. Literally up to 60s, you wouldn't hear any kind of, you wouldn't hear, like, a northern voice. You wouldn't hear any kind of Scouse voice. You wouldn't hear, like, a
Posh
voice.
It's a fake voice. And they also, the Irish voice. RTE, if you look at RTE from 60s into the 70s, right up actually in the news, even into the 80s and 90s, I think, they did this kind of Englishy accent. Not quite that RP, that voice. They do that RP for Shakespeare, which is, of course, not true, not accurate as
RP?
To. Received pronunciation. It's kind of like the Queen's English.
Oh, yes.
Kind of like that. But actually, to do it on Shakespeare is inaccurate because Shakespeare is Birmingham, I think, isn't he? So I think if you do it in the Brummie.
He was a Brummie.
Yeah, but he's a Brummie. But if you do it in the rhythm of that accent, it's better. But anyway, that's also not true because that many years ago, I think it'd be very difficult for us to understand each other if we spoke to someone from the Elizabethan times.
I remember my brother said to my dad, when you were young, did they say like thee and thy and all that shit?
Yeah.
And he's like, my dad was so offended. Like, how old do you think I am?
The olden days. Kids, children just take on this expression in the olden days. I heard when I was a kid that they used to make toothbrushes from pig bristles. And I was like to my dad, you used to brush your teeth with... And he'd be like, not me. I was like, what? I don't know. You expect your parents to live in that kind of like... rotting flesh and
still pretty fucking bleak. Like the snapper isn't that long ago, but it looks absolutely bleak. Like when you watch see them in the pubs and they're all smoking and they're out, like it looks, it like has.
That's how you feel about working class people.
No, just
that
tech.
Looks so bleak, doesn't it? Oh. What's a bleak existence?
Why don't you get any more money?
Some of the children were sharing bedrooms. Yeah. Oh, that sounds dire.
No, I'm just running in a pub and it's just so smoky and it's just
not
like,
one of them have been to New York.
Not one of them.
Where do they do their Christmas shopping?
I grew up around there. Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Not near, but close enough. No, but I just feel like the technology hasn't changed. Like it didn't change almost like from the 30s or something all the way to like the late 80s. It just seems to look all kind of the same.
Yeah.
You know, that's all the point I had to make.
I think it's all bleak all the time. Dublin's just a bleak looking place. Ireland as a whole. You ever just look at Dublin and the sky is completely grey and like the street, it just looks a bit like...
Dublin, you beautiful bastard.
Like, I love it.
Dublin, when the sun's out.
Yeah.
Dublin, I am in you. Where are you? I'm back in from London. I'm in you. Dublin, you beautiful
that
bastard.
That is a real part of generation emigration, right? Where remember when everyone, killing you probably in school, but when our age, people left, right? And they all went to Australia's and London's and all. Mm-hmm. And then they came home and everyone had a going away party, went to many going away parties. Then they'd come home, you'd all go out, blah, blah. And then next time they come home, you didn't go. You're like, I'm not going anymore. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like, and they kept going, I'm back. What's happened? I was like, we've all changed.
Yeah.
Like, things have changed. We are recessionistas now.
You left.
Yeah, you left. We have
what's
earrings.
What's the crack?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
No crack. Yous all fucked off.
Yous all fucked off.
When Emma Kerwin dropped that.
That was
just saying. Broke my heart because I was in London.
Yeah, you fucked off.
You fucked off.
You left.
You left. That's not very nice.
No, but that is a sad part of generation. I remember at the time feeling like, oh, this is sad. See our friendships. And now I'm like, grow up. Everyone does that. Everyone drifts apart. I always laugh at those young groups. And I think I said this already. Actually, I'm so boring.
They think
like we're all going to be friends forever. And say like, you won't because you two are going to break up. And then she is going to go out with him and have a baby. Even though they don't even actually love each other. They're just in the same friend group.
This is a warning to you, okay? Young people in their
20s,
right?
If you're 24.
If you have two mates and they're very lively and they're like, they're kind of core personalities of your overall group and they're together, you're kind of hinging yourself. This is the planet Krypton and it is going to implode. Those two will break up and the whole group is going to destroy itself. I swear this to you.
You're tying yourself
to a
sinking
ship. This I promise you.
Yeah, it's you've just booked two tickets on the Titanic.
You need to... work on stronger relationships outside of those two core people.
Yeah,
okay?
But just stop being friends with them. Yeah.
Yeah, stop being
friends
with
them. That's kind of what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Work on other relationships outside.
No, I know. Someone said you're going to break up, so I can't be friends with you anymore. Yeah, that's going to happen.
I would be amazed if people... J- just based on this podcast, after having listened to Tony just say that, we'll think, oh wait, two of my friends are quite lively and they're in a couple and they're core part of, I think I might stop being friends with them.
No, just put in the work with the other friends, you know? Yeah,
put more work in.
Yeah, and do the modern thing that everyone wants us to do and just increase your selfish levels. Become a completely self-obsessed narcissist and make sure everything's about you. And before you think of your relationships, think of you.
Mm.
What do you want?
What do you want?
And sign up to €150 a week and we will tell you other ways you can be a self-celebrant, yeah, self-obsessed, vainglorious pig.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know.
Do you know what? Newsflash. Sorry, we just got an update there. It's actually not €150. It's actually only five. And you can get it on Head Stuff Plus. it's called a bonus
podcast.
Young Hot
Guys bonus weekly podcast.
Yeah, it's exclusive self-indulgence over there.
We gave up trying to think of a name for that. It's just called Bonus now. That's it.
Shouldn't we call it the Bonus Anus? Something like that?
Boners, we call them. And there was another one, Boners, Simps. I don't know.
Well, on the next episode.
Let us know on YHGPod on Instagram at YHGPod.
Well, if you're a fan of the new one, we have Young Hot Takes, where we give our hottest takes. That's going to be over there. Let us know. Maybe we'll make a whole podcast on that. But anyway, I'm going to pivot here. Sorry, what time is it, by the way? Just wondering what time it is.
Are you joking me? You both have Casio watches?
Yeah.
Yes.
We got them for each other.
We
got them for each other on Friday when you weren't here.
Yeah. We had ramen and then we got watches.
And then we got watches for each
other. Tony was like, you want to go buy watches? I was like, watches. I love
ramen
that.
Watch Friday. I missed out on the first inaugural ramen watch Friday.
Yeah. No.
You have to wait until next year.
Damn it.
I am.
You can't get ramen or watch till next year.
It's the only opportunity to do that.
It's lunar. We got it for Lunar New Year.
Yes, for Lunar New Year.
Well, ramen's Japanese. Lunar New Year would be Chinese.
Well, we went to a pan-Asian place.
It's a pan-Asian place. And also, it's not to do with Chinese or anyone anymore. It's lunar. We've talked about this. That's true. They've just changed it. No, I got this to
Dublin
totally.
City Lunar.
Do you know why I got this, Shane? And I'm going to give you a compliment now. Because I want to elevate myself as a comedian. And I totally admire your timekeeping when you're on stage. And I admire your graft. Can I just tell people, right? Shane had a debilitating injury, mm-hmm, and a physio said you're going to have to quit comedy for like a week. But they did say that you're going to have to stop. And you text me, said my back's in bits. The physio says I can't do the gig, and I'm like, oh well, look, you know, I was trying to. Well, I said, look, what, you know, listen to yourself, be healthy for yourself, yeah, and you're like, no, I have to do the gig, mm-hmm, and you marched up there against physio's orders.
Yeah.
I was so inspired about this watch myself.
Yeah, I did. And I had to, and I was actually, here's what I did, right? So the gig was in, first gig was in Port Leash. She said, don't do the gigs. Mm. She's like, even the journey there, you'll be sitting too long and it won't be good, whatever. And then you'll hurt yourself and I just did it anyway, because I thought, I can't cancel it. So I did, I arranged then, I was like, what I'll do is I'll get the train. And I was like, that'll be easier because you can get up and walk on the train.
Yes.
And, you know, you're not sitting. So I did that. And then I arranged that I was like, this will be good. I was like, got my dad, my loving father, was like, he'll pick me up from Portleash. So I was like, grand.
Lovely.
I was like, yeah. And he has a heated seat in the car. Doesn't matter if it's sore coming home. I'll be fine. Go to bed. And then didn't I do the gig? The gig was okay. The gig went well, considering. And then I got text. His car broke down the way. And then I was like, I was really looking forward to it because I was like, a bit more car time. I know people enjoyed that the last time I told him in the car with my parents.
That's great.
Obviously, my mother came with him as well at like 11 o'clock at night. The two of them were
really? Yeah, she came as well?
The two of them. When I came home from Edinburgh, right, I said to, you know,
PJs
Aidan Green.
And a nightcap.
I came home from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival with Aidan Green and we're not with him. We were on the same flight and he did his show. So we both had our big bags and I was like, he lives near me. So I was like, I'll give you a lift because my dad's picking me up. Who showed up at the airport? My mom, my dad, and my brother came along for the jaunt. I was like, and I had to say to Aidan, I was like, oh, I'm really sorry about that. I were like in waiting for our bags. And I was like, Aidan, I'm really sorry. You'll actually have to get a cab because there's no room
to get
in the
a cab.
Yeah, because there's no room for four bags. And he's not sitting in the back of my brother.
Yeah,
anyway,
in my brother's lap.
Oh my God.
So I was like, sorry about that. So whatever. So that was funny. But yeah, she showed up. So I was like, grand. And then you know what happened? So Cabin is in Port Leash. It's the live venue there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, grand, I'll have to get the green bus. This is miserable, whatever. And then it was an hour for the green bus. And then the man from Kavanagh's, PJ Kavanagh, is his name.
Oh, wow.
He drove me home to my house.
What?
From his pub.
What?
I know. He drove me all the way. So if you're ever in that area and you're looking for a place to go see a live music or a comedy or a drink,
if you ever need a lift,
PJ,
give me a lift.
And I just, you know, the way, like, I was like, absolutely not. I was like, absolutely not. That's ridiculous, whatever. And he's like, okay, I was going to get the bus to the Red Cow. Now, it would take, because they pick up every other idiot,
That's too much transport information now.
Is it? Oh, no, thanks. Sorry, I'm feeling vulnerable.
No, sorry.
That's Hillary, cut some of that out. I'm sorry, I'm embarrassed.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Tommy, you are coming for me today. Off air,
Tommy also slagged me.
I just thought it was funny. It was like planes, trains, and automobiles. Like,
okay, anyway, it was. But you can. I was just trying to emphasize the point.
And then I was going to get the bus, but I didn't get the bus. And
anyway,
sorry.
The point is
what
that
the red cow?
What beautiful
this is
kindness.
Where my comeback happens. Because you guys are going to feast on each other, and then exactly I'm rising. Happens. This is the, all part of the comeback. All part of the narrative.
You're not. You stay quiet.
No. The comeback is coming.
No. What about the red cow?
No, it's just that, I was going to go get the bus to the red cab, but that would take actually 2 hours.
With your back,
even though it's 40
minutes. Your back.
Yeah, it would have taken. Anyway, look, it's done now. And
how is your back?
It's all right. Not as bad. It's amazing you can do the shows. Like, I took the Salbutamol. I don't care. Like, whatever. Mm. Listen, the pharmacist listens. Pharmacists follow me, quite a few. So if you're listening, I don't care. I'll take it. I'll find whatever way. And I'm going to Belfast to do a show this Saturday. And if you think for 1 second I'm not going to go to 5 pharmacies and get a load of Salbutamol, you are wrong.
That's
you
great.
Are sorely mistaken, sir. Sorely mistaken. Good day, sir. Leave. You stole fizzy drinks. Goodbye. Yeah. Good day, sir. You don't mind the Salbutamol up in the north. Tell you what you can get. The Nurofens, the Panadols, them guys, 45p.
Oh wow!
I'd be stocking up. No, not brand name, but whatever. By brand name,
like breakfast cereal.
It's great that you have a legitimate excuse for Salbutamol. I always have to be like, I've only found it now. Girlfriend's on my period. That's what I say. Even though I have a wife, I say my girlfriend's on her period.
Did not say. Do you want a Feminex?
Is that what they normally say?
Feminex, isn't that what the other thing?
While I'm lying,
I may as well say.
Oh yeah, you don't even say why.
My girlfriend.
Sorry, I missed that completely.
No, I don't know why. It's just because I've been saying it for years. My girlfriend. I don't want to change it in case they get spooked.
Just lie.
My girlfriend's period.
Yeah,
she tried.
Do you know if there's space out front? I parked my Tesla out front, so if you can just keep lying.
I had to get up for Kevin McGarren in Edinburgh one time. He was so hungover, and I was like, my girlfriend, and I was just thinking of him. I was visualizing him. So my girlfriend's on her period, and I was like, has she tried? He's tried everything. I mean, and I was thinking of Kevin the whole time. Does Killian know what crazy skydiving injury, what crazy abseiling that you did to actually injure your back in the first place?
I was, I'm trying to get one of those lights made for the back of the stage that with my name. And then I said to the guy, the designer, Dwayne Dugan, I was like, maybe the font from the poster, but also maybe something autography, a bit sexy. And he was like, okay. He's like, what's your autograph like? So I started signing my name and then I got manic on it. So I leaned over. I was leaning onto the table, signing my name many times, and then out of nowhere, it was like, it felt like a bubble, it felt like thing, and I was like, whatever, and it was huge pain.
I'm still
so signing my own name on paper over and over again.
When was the moment of, like, was it as you leaned over?
The physio told me that it can be any kind of leaning over like that. She's like, that's why it happens when cleaning or sweeping, because it's that leaning thing. Also, do you know what? I have to say, a bit blue, I tell you, because actually this keeps happening to me. And I'm like, oh my God, like I'm too old and too unfit. Like this has to stop. I have to know. It felt like a real, like your body's like, you can't do this anymore.
You can't be leaning over on your name anymore.
It's Pilates. I'm not doing yoga because I don't believe in it. But no, I do. Sure, go ahead. But Pilates is better than yoga for it, actually.
Oh, really?
It's basically your belly. As your belly increases, it's like holding up your back like women with their boobs. You know, the way those giant boob ladies get boob reductions because they're like, I'm getting back pain.
And your penis gets smaller if you don't measure from the pelvic floor.
Yeah.
That's a reference to the last episode.
Yes. What was I going to say about Pilates? I don't know. I do want to give it a shot.
Do you know the Pilates?
Oh, Pilates is great.
Sounds like it's the name of an exercise thing. It's just a German man called Pilates, and it's named after him.
Oh, really?
Is it?
Yeah. It's just a German lad with surname.
Where is he from?
Pilates. He's German.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Does your father Helmut, does Helmut come from a helmet?
What do you mean?
Does the word helmet come from a helmet?
From the...
Like a motorcycle helmet?
No. It's one of the most common German names. It's just
Helmut.
What about Hans?
Hans is more, it would be Dutch or Danish.
Get your hands off my helmet.
Dutch, Danish, yeah. We would say when he came home, he obviously cycles to work every day. He comes home, takes his thing, and we go, oh, you've got helmet hair.
Mm. Oh, that's cute.
Because his hair is helmet hair.
Mm. Yeah. All his
hair. Fine head of hair he has. Fine head of hair he has.
And you could be like, if you killed a guy called Ian,
kill
that
Ian.
Could be a thing, maybe.
Yeah.
What do we think of that?
Well, I just think that would be a very big commitment
to
the bit.
Trash.
No, we were gone for a second ago.
Nah, it's a trash podcast. This is trash. Look, don't bother. Tony was saying about that signing up. Don't bother.
No, do.
It's more of this crap. You don't need that in your life.
What would you tell your 20-year-old self to give you?
Why don't I?
What's your biggest day?
I think, you know, just believe and just don't be scared and go for it. And blah, 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 blah.
I would say... Love, what would you tell baby Shane? We'll get a small picture of Shane, like in RuPaul. Shane.
Okay, the RuPaul.
Okay, we'll do the RuPaul, right? There's a picture of baby Shane. Do we have a picture?
Here.
This, all right, that's baby Shane.
That's right. An old man.
Yeah.
That's a sort of sketch of an old
baby
man.
Baby Shane here. And what would you tell little baby Shane?
RuPaul. I would tell him it is going to be, people are going to not say you are amazing. They are going to not listen to you, and people are going to be hurtful to you, and the whole world seemingly is against you. But one day you will wear makeup and show them all.
One day they will all bow down and you will snatch that crown.
I haven't watched RuPaul Drag Race like religiously or anything like
that. You said that very like RuPaul. My brother called it one time. What are you talking about? RuPaul's drag competition?
is this like the same as the sport ball energy? But I saw the one episode I was watching. There was a straight lad doing it.
Mm.
Boo.
And then there was... Like, yeah, what's up with that?
Go ahead, right, be straight, but like, if you want, it's an insidious culture, if you ask me, but you know what I saw someone do? Someone who I actually like was like, they announced RuPaul's like, and by the way, that one's straight. And they're all like, what, whatever, when they're all the lineup. Mm. And somebody was like, I'm not sure I liked RuPaul outing Maddy Moore for outing.
As a straight person.
Outing. Get fucked. I was like, let's not queerify straight people. Like, Jesus.
So like coming out as straight.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Mm. Like, yeah, you might feel I have to come out and tell people you like dressing up as a woman.
Loads of lads called Dara around the country going,
listen, no, am I actually straight? Yeah, Dara, we knew.
We know. We can tell from your jeans. Like, we know.
We can tell from your jersey, your Leinster jersey.
It is a weird kind of fine line, isn't it? Because you obviously want like ally, but you can't. I don't think you can fully let a straight person in that kind of capacity into that competition. And I think RuPaul sets a precedent of what's acceptable or celebrated in culture. Mm. You know, and I think that's kind of making a kind of like. Remember, you said about people. Having like a sexy conversation, and they said it was queer just because it was sexy or something, wasn't it?
Oh, people who have, they're like an open relationship or they do swinging
or something.
Yeah,
they've open relationship, a straight open relationship, but they call themselves queer because
like, that's
of that.
Queer. It's like, no, yeah. It's not.
I think there needs to be that kind of, you know, divide, that segregation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I was listening to your podcast and someone said, you have loads of gay fans.
I was very excited to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm me and that, Finn watched Alexander, a film about Alexander and the ancient Greeks. Alexander, a film about Alexander.
Are you telling us your brief history of homosexuality? Yeah.
No, but what's interesting is they didn't have a word for homosexual. They didn't have that word. They just had sexual. There was sexual activity or sexual words, but they didn't have the word homo. There was no idea, no conceptualization of same sex being any different from any other type.
They've been doing it the whole time. Obviously, they've been doing it the whole time. The way this thing of like, oh yeah, there's too many now. They've been doing it the whole time. And lots of gays like to lean into the Greeks and be like, the Greeks, you know, this is happening in the Greeks. The Greeks are also having sex with underage children.
Yeah, so, they
had raping
boys,
them.
Yeah, so, like Aristotle had.
Yeah, but they have that
his
in.
Boy.
That's in.
That's not, I wasn't just because I feel like the way the conversation shifted is like I'm pro that. Not pro that.
No, we understand.
Well, no.
It's just, like just Europeans. There's Arab
won't do
cultures
well if
as
I'm
well.
Like defending paedophilia.
We're not
the
having
comeback
your boy,
will be done.
We're not having your little, you know, little
no,
steward.
No, no, no. I need this
as,
for the comeback.
As a guest on this
I can't
podcast.
Be promoting pedo stuff. If I need it for the comeback.
I follow this guy on Instagram, and he's a guy who says he's not gay, but says that he has these kind of like heterosexual, kind of like male bonding, mutual. Wankings kind of like ceremonies that he calls.
Oh, I follow that guy.
And he's kind of like, how can you tell me that you're a bro if you have not engaged in a ball cupping ceremony with your best bud? If you have not engaged in a Spartan act of taint sniffing.
taint sniffing.
Yeah. And he was all like, the ancient Spartans used to get high on the pheromones of the taint of their best bros. And then they would go out there and they would like go to war for these people, you know?
That, I've seen that guy. I'm kind of obsessed with him. He does these kind of seed release ceremonies.
Seed release ceremonies.
Yeah, and he's like, he says, guys, he's like, I'm just feeling insanely vibrant. It's the day before we do our live mutual collective seed releasing. And it's just going to be us guys together just releasing our seed. Just cannot wait. I'm feeling so vibrant. I'm feeling so ready for it. Mm. And he's so sincere about these seed. And he's just like, just doing a circle jerk.
Yeah,
like,
that's
that is what you're doing. It's just a wank. Like, yeah. I mean,
that can be fun, but yes, that's what you're doing.
These people who put too much emphasis on all this stuff, I'm like, you are actually playing into the, you think they think they're being very open and, you know, new wave and liberal about this, but actually all you're doing is playing into the thing that there's something, you know, unusual about wanking.
Yeah.
Actually, it's real grand. It's just a wank. Like, it's no big deal.
It is.
You stop trying to create. I keep wanting another word. I need a word for like.
Fap is a nice light one.
No, like almost like fetishize. Stop trying to create something. Not fetishize, but stop trying to create something.
Yeah.
Where they pathologize. I said this on the podcast before and I didn't quite get the word. I think when they pathologize, isn't that they create something worse?
No, do you guys have a word for that? Send us in your words.
No, they kind of make it, put it on a pedestal, or they put it as some sacred kind of, you know.
I said last time I said eulogize. You both said no.
Yeah, it's not, and I don't think pathologize is right either, because then I was thinking of can we stop state pathologist Mary Cassidy. What do we think? Let's go back in time. Mary Cassidy was on that dancing show. What story was there? What? She was on the dancing. I know this is really old news. It's literally, they're currently in the middle of a different series.
What are you talking about? Barry Cassidy.
State pathologist, Dr. Mary Cassidy.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. Ireland state pathologist was on the dancing.
Well, the former. But
last year.
Christ. Anyway, that's not, let's not talk about it, but I just.
That's really insane. State pathologist.
Anyway, I that found out that I'm. Gay. This is the thing. I found out that I'm not gay, right?
Oh, sorry.
I know. I was a bit sad as well. I thought I might be like somewhere on the Kinsey scale, right? And I was trying to do a test for the podcast because, you know, I'm fucking no ideas for my podcast anymore,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
So I was trying to do a gay test, the Kinsey scale test. And the first question just eliminated everything. It just said, when have you actually had feelings? And I was like, fucking feelings is the thing I've been missing. Never. Like feelings, I appreciate the male form.
Wait. The first question on the gay test is, are you attracted?
No, but like, how often have you had feelings for another man? I'm like, I've had feelings, you know, like actual, you know,
but not romance.
Not romance, you know. I like being hugged by men, and I like, you know, hanging out with men, and I think some men are super hot, you know. But feelings, like, no. That's
and when,
the missing
you know when you're just with a group of men and
I know you've said this to me
before. I like being hugged by men. I like sniffing their taint. I like, you know, I like
I don't think I've had feelings. Obviously, I've had the rough and tumble of heterosexual life, you know. Yeah.
We didn't
had
a few fucks, we
you know,
kiss
I love hugging the men. I like the smell of their you know, it gets me, riles me up. But you know, no feelings.
It's being penetrated by a man. I love that.
But there was no love in it.
You know, I've had long-term relationships with men, monogamous. Whatever, I had feelings.
Long-term committed relationships, there was love there. I have feelings. No, you know what someone did to me? Well, I don't know if it's like, I don't know what actually happened many years ago in talking MySpace. Mm. And so probably 2005-ish. And there was this thing, little app thing that was on it. It's impossible to try and remember what these websites were like, but there was an app thing. And it was test if you're gay. And I was like, okay, well, I'll try this. And it was like, you ticked a few things and it was like, do you do this? I was like, no, whatever. As if, no, it was before I was wired to the internet and knew that it's all garbage. But anyway, I was like, tick to think. And one of them was like, it said, have you ever had sexual thoughts about a boy or something like that? And when I clicked yes on that one, there was no submit. There was no like, enter my answers. When I clicked submit, I saw it on someone else's profile. So I went via her profile and did this. As soon as I clicked submit, the screen changed and it said, your answers have been sent to this person who had it on their MySpace page.
Oh my God.
And I was sick.
Oh my God.
Sick over it. I was
and
like,
did they? Did it?
I don't know.
Ah, no, it didn't.
I don't know.
I think it's a prank. That sounds like
I think
a prank.
It's probably a prank.
That's so
but
funny.
Like, it was not. It was terrifying.
No, that's terrifying.
That's the
that's
kind of
so
shit.
That's so wrong.
That's the kind of shit that
that's
you
not Killian.
No. The comeback is so mad.
Takes here. All this, like, little, I'm going to take a little steward. That's so funny.
Not funny. That funny in the old kind of Edwardian sense, that things that are funny are wrong.
Lucky I'm looking
for
a
funny smell. There's a funny smell.
Something is rotten in the state of gay Mark. Who's gay Mark?
Yeah. Well, just a guy called Mark.
What else?
That's insane. That's terrible. That's so wrong.
That's awful.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
I feel very loosey-goosey today. Do you feel it? I feel very much like we're in the car or just like shooting the shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what that's what this podcast is about. Just three blokes shooting
I'm trying not to become... People tell you what they like about the podcast and I try not to then incorporate
that. All right, go on. Let's do one. Let's do one brazenly. As brazen as we can.
They like what when they we like. Get on.
Yeah, what do they like?
They like when we reveal that we are friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which obviously, I don't know, we don't see each other outside of this and we don't get on. We don't, aren't friends, really.
I said, shut your fucking little pig
don't
mouth.
Don't talk to me. We only communicate through Hillary. But like when we contractually have to talk to each other, that's when we talk to each other.
Get ready to celebrate with us as Headstuff hits a remarkable milestone. That's right, it's our 10-year anniversary, and we want to celebrate with you. To mark this special occasion, we're rolling out the red carpet with exciting surprises. For a limited time only, you can subscribe to Headstuff Plus at headstuffpodcast.com and enjoy a 14-day free trial to access ad-free bonus content from all the shows on the network. And if you're already a member, you'll get 20% off all merch from your favorite shows. Thank you for 10 years of support from all the team at Headstuff.
Can I tell you something that Raymond wants to be included in the podcast? Raymond, okay. my partner. Well, he said the first time he met Tony, we went to the Stellar Magazine Awards.
Remember that? Yes.
And we went to that and then Raymond made fun of another comedian and Tony's response was, I don't feel comfortable with that. And then they both burst out laughing and it was very funny. But Raymond feels like that you really bonded over that. You probably won't even remember who the comedian was, whatever.
Was it me?
No. It wasn't even a big... It wasn't even Raymond.
Because I was at that event.
It was actually just slagging. It wasn't even like, I hate this person or whatever. But it was just very brief. But it was funny. And Tony went, I don't feel comfortable with that. And then they both just laughed and talked more about computer games or whatever you thought about.
Yeah. It was also at that event.
What needs to be cleared up there? Is that?
I don't want to clear up.
Just a bit of fun.
It's just a bit of fun. It's just something that Raymond asked to include in the podcast.
Name and shame.
I will not name and shame.
I got on well with him very, very quick. I think we're very similar, actually.
Well, we live together. Ray has kind of got a relationship with all of us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if I have feelings for him, but this is something that I found. You won't like this, Tony. Even though I feel like I can say this to a lot of people, but I know that Tony won't like this. But me and Anna, I remember we met your beautiful wife Terry, and we both afterwards were like, "Oh, Terry's the funny one."
Oh,
which is he doesn't like it.
My pass now.
She's so funny though. Very, very funny. And then Ray is also funny. And I would say Anna's probably funnier than me. Like, though she's we all work as professional comedians, I think our partners are all funnier than
us. Do you know what? Fuck all them. We're fucking gas.
Where's their followings?
Well, I mean, maybe they don't crave attention and have sort of weird psychological problems. Maybe that's just what's going on there.
There was, at that Stellar Awards, I won't name the celebrity, but there was a celebrity smoking a joint outside of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, and they went off and said, all right, come on, we smoke this. And then I followed them and I said, where are we going? And they said, you're not having any of this. This is just for me.
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Name and shame.
No, never.
Name and shame.
Oh my God.
They were like aghast that I would assume that I was having a bit. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, but that's not the
culture. You can do the math.
Yeah.
You can do the math.
You know what else I noticed about when you go to these celebi events? When you go to the bathroom, you're the only one at the urinal. You have the urinals to yourself.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know why. Wow. No one needs to use the urinal for some reason. They're all in the queue. Now, mostly, sometimes many of them are women. So that's why the men's gents' toilets are generally freer. But
that's true.
There's no one at the urinals. No chatting at the urinals at the glossy events. That's what I've noticed.
Yeah.
What's great about that is everyone...
They're taking coke.
I know.
No.
I know.
Cocaine!
But what's great about that is that everyone leaves their dinner and then daddy gets two dinners.
Oh, yeah.
Hoover it all
Maybe
up.
Even three dinners.
Yeah.
The bin it's like is a depth. Back.
Yeah.
He's like a bottomless pit, our Tony.
I am.
I'm moving today.
Would you give yourself a fucking break?
Yeah.
You got a flight, you're doing a podcast, you're moving today.
This is the comeback kid. He's doing it all today. I'm gonna get my missus back. You know, I'm gonna show up.
Oh my God.
She's gonna take me back.
Jesus.
I'm gonna give her the keys to an apartment that I don't own.
Are you moving in your own van?
Van drama.
Van Dram.
Huge Van drama. Oh my God.
Van Morrison or
no?
Or,
no. Okay. Van Sunderman.
Oh.
Someone came up to my my family on Christmas who like vaguely knew us and said, "And now how is Christmas with the Van Sunders?"
Oh, that's cute.
So wrong.
Oh, that's
but
cute.
It was nice. Like, she'd obviously just watched Sound of Music and then was like, Van Tramp family, and then saw the Sunderman family and sort of got.
Yeah, well, did you know I met Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No.
What?
Yeah, one time I very briefly met Jean-Claude Van Damme at the Late Show.
How?
You met Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Remember Jean-Claude Van Damme was at the Late Show?
No. I don't watch that garbage. I'd love to be on it, but I don't watch him.
Yeah, it was the first night I was doing the warm-up for the audience, and then Jean-Claude Van Damme just came in, and I was like, hi.
Did he do anything with his legs?
He did a splits thing, and I think Paddy Keelty wore a little outfit. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's very cool.
I know, great. Sorry, just...
I took that from you, Killian. Sorry.
No, but I was...
It's just that you said Van Sunders and then Van Trapp.
I can't... Let's go back. So it was Van Sunderman, Van Trapp.
Van Trapp.
Van Sunderman. So,
Tony has something.
Just one quick thing on Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, that's cool.
I've been reading this book, I finished it, The Last Action Hero, is all about the kind of rise and fall of action movies from the 70s to the 90s. And the bit with Jean-Claude...
This doesn't feel short. This feels like a long setup for a long bit.
But it's a bit with Jean-Claude Van Damme. He literally like moved to LA because he wanted to be an actor. And all he would do was like go into casting, you know, agents like rooms, do the splits, do big high kicks, and he would literally stand outside like fancy restaurants and wait for producers to come out. And one of these producers came out, even Joel Silver walks out, and Van Damme just like kicks him and like has an inch away from his face.
Oh yeah, nice.
And Joel Silver's like, "What the fuck?" And then he starts like jumping and doing high kicks, and he says like he starts saying like, "I'm Jean-Claude Van Damme. I'm young. I'm hungry. I'm fucked. I will work for bread." And just the line, "I'm young, I'm hungry, I'm fucked."
I love that.
And I'll work for bread.
I work for bread.
But that's a French man.
And then
man.
He hired him
they
for
love
Predator.
Bread.
He's Belgian.
Yeah, that's true as well. Sorry. That's
famously the Muscles from Brussels.
Muscles from Brussels.
Yes.
I love him. He's great.
Anyway, the Van Trapp family Robinsons.
No. The Van Sunderman. The Sunderman van. The Sunderman McCarthy van. But we are, as you guys know, been living out my parents. That's out in Dunleary.
It's a well-documented saga that you've been living there. Yeah,
so
yeah.
The fans have loved your misery.
Somebody really commented and said, more time for Killian to talk about
more misery. Well, this is added misery, which is an area I lived for my formative years. Mm-hmm. So I have an association there. My grandparents also lived there. I would consider that if there was a place that I would call home, that's home. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We had to go back home and live there for a while. All our stuff was in this van, and we were parking it on the public street where there is free parking.
Right. Sure, on the street.
People on the street. We went on people on the street. We went on holidays, and when we came back, and there was a note on our van.
Very Berlin.
Note on our van. Mm. This is very South County Dublin as well. And they load on our van that said, "This is not public parking. This is neighborhood parking. It's a white van, mind you, white Ford Transit. And this has been reported to the police and the council."
Go ahead, bitch.
Then we got a letter. We got a letter from the council saying our car has been reported as being abandoned. If we don't do something in the next 2 weeks, it'll be towed. And also, your tax is out of date or something like that. They'd said that our tax was out of date. They reported our tax. We just hadn't picked, our tax is not out of date. We just hadn't picked up the it gets delivered to Claire. There's a bit of a thing. Anyway, I blew up. Like I was like, poor woman in the council. I was like, what happened to a little thing called neighborly love?
Oh my God.
What happened to a little thing called community in this country?
I can't wait to see this side of you.
What happened to, I was fuming. I was actually going to print out the laws of like public parking.
Wow.
And deliver it to every single person on the street. I was just enraged. I was like, I fucking grew up here. You know, this is 50 meters from our house. How disgraceful. I said, it's a nice thing to get a nasty little note like that when you just come home from holidays.
Oh my God.
I was like, we were on holidays in New York.
I love it. Shit. I love it.
Anyway, I wanted their information. I was like, give me their number. I want the number. Mm. And she was like, I can't give you that. It's a massive GDPR breach. Yeah. And I was like, well, you tell them. I'm going to be parking my car outside that house every day forever.
Oh,
and
wow.
they said they contacted them. Anyway, Anna was getting out of the van. She parked it on the street. I am like kind of almost forcing her to park it there because I'm just so outraged that they would
you know, report the us to the guard.
The busybodiness of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what happens when you get older busybody. And you don't have any more fucks.
Yeah.
All the fucks to give are kind of elsewhere. So you find something and are like, all right, this is the ultimate fuck I have to give about, you know?
Yeah. Well, this, the Anna was getting out and this, the old, it's all old people who live on that
Did
street.
You take a picture of the note?
Yes, we do have a picture of the note.
Let's post it on the Young Hot Guys Instagram. We can do that stuff now.
Anyway, this woman came up to Anna and accosted her, essentially. Accosted her, saying that she couldn't park her van on a street. Because, why? Because, do you know what she said? She said, this is really only for people who live on the street. She said, only people who live on the street are allowed to park here, which is baloney.
Not true.
And then she said, only people who live on the street could park there. And then I was like, well, I mean, like, we're around the corner. It's quite hot. It's a housing crisis. We are forced to live back in where our parents, people are leaving us notes on our, reporting us to the police. Well, we're already going through a tough time. You know, and she was like, yes, but, you know, sometimes when my friends visit, they can't park there because your van's there. And I was like, but I thought your friends don't live on the street, so surely they're not allowed to park there.
Nice.
No, she didn't say that. But she thought
I thought of it later.
That's
is there a German word for that?
There's a French. L'esprit d'escalier, the spirit of the stairs.
Yeah.
That's too late. You've already thought of it. But
well,
it is.
Anna, with the spirit of the stairs, thought of that comment afterwards. But anyway, we are at war with the area I grew up in, and I'll never be able to afford to live there, so it's fine. But like I think good riddance to my home.
So you know where she lives?
I know the house, and I am going to pen a letter. I'm going to pen one of my favorite letters. Wow, just wow.
Maybe
put her on blast.
Wow, just wow.
Wow.
I don't know what's happened to people. Why are they?
Maybe
why
the
are
house
so...
could use a nice little egg wash, methinks.
What's an egg wash?
Well, you throw eggs at a house.
Throw eggs at a house.
But egg wash is also what you may put on a pastry. Whatever.
That wasn't even very funny. True. Sorry, I'm just angry. I'm really upset about it.
What's you know that kind of like Irish Times kind of prose, looking for the letters. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dear sir,
I don't know. Yeah, dear sir, how is it hard? Like, do people choose to write, or do they only accept letters written in that kind of prose?
No, it's just people are sheep.
Is that their kind of that's their kind of writing style?
What do you mean, like?
You know, like when people send in their like opinions, and you know, you write a letter and you get a letter printed in the Irish Times.
Further to John Gormley's article on
exactly.
The other.
Oh yeah,
I wish to clarify such a point.
It's all very like the dear
just,
gentleman.
What, you don't
has
it's like
has the gentle
Joe Duffy. It's like it's actually just the same 50 people writing the letters again and again.
It really is,
so
and
it's
I
just,
hate the fact that they appear to be the voice.
No, it's
of,
really just a small section of people. They
do
listen to Artie Lyric. They send
they send the
text into Marty going, oh my god, Marty, we're absolutely loving the Vivaldi this morning. We're off to wherever. I don't know, Shane could do a better one of those.
Do you get notified?
Sorry, you'll have one next week.
Do you get notified if they publish your letter? Because
no,
I would
just,
like to.
No, you just have to buy it.
See, I don't want to. I don't think they publish. I would like to see if I can get a letter printed, because I do like that. If you I like texting into a radio show, just garbage, and they read it out.
It's a bit faceless, though, isn't it? Like, I mean, they should. Maybe they do get back. I don't like the idea that you would send in a letter and they wouldn't be like, just let you know we're actually going to print that. Like, that's easy for them to do.
Yeah.
And they could probably do an automatic system. They're like, here's our letter. All right, we'll just take that.
I did see someone post my article in the Irish Times. It was like, that's a letter, bibs. You don't have an article in the Irish Times. Just stop saying that.
Dear sir, still yet to receive my payment for my article posted.
Further to my article printed December 20th last. I wish to seek, what's that word?
What are they remittance. About? What are the letters to the, I like the ones.
My mate Joe is just constantly writing letters to try and get rid of the Angelus.
I mean, remember they used to be the Metro? Do they still give that out? Like, I wouldn't know. I'm not really a commuter.
No, they don't. I like
this. They used to give out the Metro. It was amazing.
Mm. Although I have had, someone did message me saying like, what was up with Killian saying he was on the Dart? Saying that he was better than everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think he meant that. And I think he was doing a bit. But I did get it.
People thinking that I think I'm better than everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do. Yeah.
There was one.
No, I think that's what I'm recognizing.
Be a more humble guy. I think
I'm recognizing in that moment. I feel like I feel like I'm the center
because
of the universe.
Because you just don't normally get.
You know, you feel like you're in a movie. It's just that. You know, you feel like
I know we generally save the the fan mail for the bonus, but somebody sent in this, and I want, Tony, could you maybe help?
Sure.
This is to the Instagram, YHG Pod. Is that what it's called?
YHG Pod.
YHG Pod.
At YHG Pod.
And you won't be on a list. Someone also said that they searched Young Hot Guys and they got the message saying child sex abuse is illegal, and their boyfriend told them to delete their Instagram. Don't worry, you'll be fine. You're not on a list.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Anyway, Michael don't sent worry. In Tony Horror School of Self-Love modeled by Dun Stores, and it's two mannequins doing kind of shoulder stands butt to butt. Do you know what that's, why would that be related to you? I couldn't figure that out. Michael, if you're listening, somehow my brain was like, Michael can write back in real time, but this is the past, so he won't be able to do that.
I mean, I say a lot of shit. Was I saying ass to ass was self-love?
Ass to ass. Maybe it's just ass to ass.
Did we say that? I think we were saying ass to ass.
Why are you saying ass to ass, as if that's an explanation to this situation?
Well, this picture, these mannequins are lying ass to ass. Michael, why is that? Could you please let us know if we can post that?
Jeez, I should really
I think you recently said ass to ass.
Yeah, we just we launched our Instagram fan and it was a fan page or Instagram page, and Jesus, I mean, what, in 24 hours we already had like 1,000 followers. It was,
yeah, but
it
we
was
want more.
We broke the internet, but we have, we put that up so that you can search online, because yeah, when you search young hot guys on most servers, you will. It will say
yeah, that's well-trodden territory, but it's great to have it now. So I'm going to do, I'd like to do like a weekly round of each week. That'd be cute. Of the stuff we talked about. So the taint guy, your note.
Yes.
Maybe my MRI scan from the time I had a bad back.
Did you get an MRI scan?
Not this time, but a different time when I had a bulging disc, which is just a new word for slip disc.
Wow. Oh, you got a bulging disc.
Bulging disc. I love that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll put that. You can have a look.
But I have no feelings for it.
Yeah, because you don't have feelings.
You don't have feelings.
Yeah. Okay, we'll look great.
A scattergun approach to podcasting is what these guys are after. And I think that's what, if you're looking for something like that, just have on in the background while you're cooking or on the commute. Certainly a fun one to have a listen to. That's called the Young Hot Guys.
Yeah.
And that's available wherever you get your
podcast. It's called Hot Young Guys.
Hot Young Guys and... It's really great.
Oh, do you know what? I actually, sorry.
It's not for me. It's not for me.
It's not, you know, it's not really for me, but you know. Yeah,
we got a review. You know that? Did you listen to it?
No.
So we got reviewed on a news talk, that Andrea Gilligan show.
Oh.
And the two
national
reviewers
radio.
Liked it. We got 9 stars out of 10. Which
nine
is,
stars?
Oh my God.
Yeah, which is good. It's an A2 in school. 9 out of 10. Oh, one gave 5, one gave 4.
Now don't say who didn't like it.
I will.
Okay, great.
Andrea Gilligan on News Talk, she said, it's not for me. And I will say, Andrea, you know what's not for me? Fucking you.
My goodness.
Tell you at the Andrea Gilligan blah, blah, blah lunchtime talk. Not for me.
Oh my God.
Not for me. I'll be over on Radio 1. That's where you can find me. Listen to the dulcet, gorgeous tones of Louise Duffy. And then maybe the news at 1. Brian Dobson's retired, but I don't know who's going to take over there. But that's where I'll be. I won't be on News Talk.
Wow.
Anyway, thanks so much, and hopefully I get to be on more Bear Media shows coming soon.
Well, we just started a big beef. We started a big beef there.
She started it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, she didn't. She
started it by giving her honest opinion.
I will say,
she's not a fan of me.
She actually didn't say it in a bitchy way. She was just like, well, you know, I just kind of, it wasn't for me. And they were like, yeah. It wasn't a big deal. That's
and
no
then
problem.
She said
yeah, that's classic.
That.
That's classic really, Andrea Gilligan not committing to her opinion. Yeah.
To be honest, I'm not even sure if that's her name.
You hate us, just say you hate us.
Say it.
I think we need to have Andrea Gilligan on to quash this beef. She probably won't even fucking remember that she listened to it.
Yeah, she will not. I think she probably gave one episode a listen just for the segment of the show. She wasn't even reviewing. She just was being a fastidious host or whatever. But anyway, thanks so much for
Do you know the Irish Podcast Awards? You only have to submit 30-second clip of your podcast.
Stop.
That's it. They don't actually listen to the full podcast.
30 seconds.
Only 30, like a small clip. Maybe
I'd say if we condense
one episode.
There's a good 15 seconds in this podcast.
Yeah, of good material. Yeah, probably. Yeah, so yeah, I'm just wondering which clip.
As to Us, Foreskins. I don't know. There's so much.
Blind Boy was nominated, but he didn't want to accept it. He made a statement as he does.
I love that.
I like that.
I would absolutely.
Because you didn't think
still
it was.
Submit
I will take the award.
Yeah, I would take the award.
I'll take any. I will.
Yeah, I'd
take
an award. It's so rare to get awards in our industry. Like, you know.
Yeah. And that's what you can vote for our dear friend Peter McGann in the Gossies for Social Media Star of the Year.
Oh, Instagram star.
Yeah.
Congrats to him.
Congrats to Peter McGann. Vote for him. And who else is on?
Doesn't matter.
He's not going to win.
Just vote for Peter McGann.
He's probably not going to win. But I hope he does. Not going to win, though. But I hope he does.
I hope he wins. Yeah. He's not going to.
Anyway, look.
Listen, if you're in Belfast, come see me on Saturday. I'm in Limelight on Saturday.
And I have a couple of gigs coming up. Can I, if you're in Dublin, recommend that you go to my second Vickers? Well, the first one, it's actually kind of sold out, I think, almost. A handful of tickets left. So if you want to go to June 14th in Vickers Street, that's a few more to go there.
Yes.
But it'll be a lot of fun.
It reminds me of March 8th, which is in Vickers Street, which is similar. A few more to go there.
That's so funny. You know, I was going to do Galway the same time you're there.
Oh.
But then, Duck was just, anyway, we'll talk about that later.
That's a mess.
we'll talk about it later.
And I would just like to shout out both these guys' gigs, and I will be supporting Shane, I think, in Belfast, and is it tonight? Dunleary?
If you're listening to this podcast and the day come out, we're in the Pavilion Dunleary.
We're in Pavilion Dunleary in my hometown, and I'm just going to shout at the audience because I assume at least one person who's gone to the show is the person who left the note on my car. So I will be shouting at the audience,
yes,
bringing the mood right down.
And if you might notice there's going to be a white van parked right outside blocking actually the entrance. So just write to your council about that and maybe look at the tax disc. Anyway, look, thanks very much for listening
to this
podcast.
Wait, did the comeback work? Did I get the comeback? Comeback kid.
To be continued.
No,
it's a comeback. No,
comeback girl.
Kid.
But anyway, look, thanks very much.
Bye.
There, the track that we have married.
Hot, loud,
and a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my. Is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.